Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Keith McPherson on the Fan. It is very much Tuesday. Club did not go up on a Tuesday, but it's not over. It's not over. I'd like to hear from you, and we will keep mixing things in. The Dodgers are going to smoke the Reds. We'll see what happens in the other series. I know a lot of people said, and I said this too today. I said this to people in the stadium today. I said, treat this like the one game wild card. Because if you win today, you've got two opportunities to win. But now their backs are against the wall. Let's see what they're made of. Let's see what they're really like in their building. It will be an embarrassment to be swept by the Red Sox. It'll be an embarrassment for the third time Aaron Boone lose and be eliminated by Alex Cora. It'll be an embarrassment to look back on this first game and think about what you coulda, shoulda, woulda, did. 888-808-1019. We'll do the big shot after the next break. There really is only one big shot of the night. It's Garrett Crochet, but I'm not giving him an award. Let's go to Joe in Massapequa on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I mean, what gets me is that seventh inning with Fried. I mean, he's not a hard thrower. He threw 102 pitches, and you get the eighth and ninth batters up. And do you realize if they get out of that inning, they gave Crochet 25 minutes to rest?
Yeah.
He was coming out. He was coming out in the seventh inning. He wasn't going to come out. They were going to bring Whitlock in and probably Chapman. And what gets me is, you put in this lineup, you sacrifice hitting for defense and have the right-handed hitters, but yet you don't have Jazz bat for Caballero, but then you bring him in for defense anyway in the ninth inning. It makes no sense to me at all. And how do you not find in that bat for Rice? Rice was not in there because Wells worked great with Fried all year long. When Fried was out of that game, Rice should have been in for Wells. It disgusts me. I mean, also tomorrow, they got to flip-flop Judge and Stanton. Judge cannot play right field anymore because of his arm. They're taking advantage of it.
I don't know if they'll do that. Thanks for the call, Joe. I hear you. I don't think they're doing that. I think we're way past the point now. And here come the Reds. Go, Ellie, go. Go, Ellie, go. Look at the Reds fighting back not to get shut out. The Reds score more runs than the Yankees do tonight. It is 8-2 Dodgers over the Reds. And, Trent Grisham. How about Trent Grisham? I was waiting for that clutch gene to activate. I was waiting for the Grish who stole Christmas to hit a clutch homer late or do something. Four strikeouts. Damn. Like, Grish turned back into the player that we thought we were getting in spring training. Grish got to play. Grish is a left-handed hitter that got to play. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's just not a good look. From the lineup to the performance to the decision to pull your starter because of a magic number, even the what Boone told us, oh, I wanted him to get Duran. One batter, why? The seventh hitter, and then like, why? In hindsight, and then, you know, Luke Weaver's done. This is how Luke Weaver will be remembered now. The ferocious jungle cat from last year. You know, he's still got the whole... he's still got the whole, like, Darth Vader breathing sound effects in the stadium. It's goofy now. Because of him. Like, it sucks now. It's not intimidating. It's not cool. It's not effective. They got to bounce back. At least, you know, these games are early. It was a little weird, like a 6:08 start. You know, and the stadium was pretty full tonight. 47,000. Good crowd early. There was a good amount of people out there. Shout out to everybody I saw out there. Appreciate all you guys. People show a lot of love. Love Yankee fans, man. Like, you know, some, and we're all over the place. Some people are like, we're done. It's over, bro. GG's. We're cooked. We're getting swept. Other people are like, this is a 3-game set. At least we're not in the 1-game wild card. Rodon has to go out there and shove. And Rodon has had his best year. And Rodon hopefully has learned from his postseason that he had last year. If he goes out there and shoves, and these guys are mad, and these guys wake up, and they hit Brian Bello, which they obviously can, then we're playing a game three. And in game three, I don't know exactly what their plan is. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. But I think it's Cam Schlittler's destiny. I think it's Cam Schlittler, who grew up in Massachusetts around Boston Red Sox fans, I believe was a Boston Red Sox fan. Maybe, you know, people in his family still are. It'll shift to him, and it might be his destiny versus, I forget who they said they were going to potentially pitch. It's still TBD. Honestly, it doesn't matter. But, like, I do think that there's a chance here that they force a game three. I would like to see them force a game three. And then the joke will be on the Red Sox fans. And then all the people that are already lining up to drink Yankee tears, all the people that are already lining up to, end the Yankee season. You know, it's not over yet. Oh, Connelly Early. That's the name of the guy. Connelly Early is the guy I think that they might potentially start in a game three. But they're looking at it like, yo, we play tomorrow, we're done. And the Yankees better learn from last year. Because I remember going to game five, and the Yankees took a lead, and it seemed like they were 1 foot in the air trying to get on the plane and go back to L.A., and the Dodgers were not finished yet because they knew if they come back and win that game, they eliminate the Yankees, and they did. The Yankees are facing elimination. I hope they go out there, and Aaron Boone, I hope you go out there and manage like your season depends on it, because it does. Like, this is it.
Tim.
Robbie, Lennox, how you doing?
Not too good. Can I bend for a second? I'll get your response. Okay.
Yeah, let me turn my headphones down. You got it. Go for it.
No, I'm not going to yell. I mean, yeah, I know my throat's sore. I really should tell my Brenda Vaccaro tonight, really, and I can't take it. Keith, let me start by saying Dumb and Dumber, okay, this is Dumb and Dumber 3 starring Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. Okay, how can you say that this series is going to go on? They're going to find a way to screw it up tomorrow. I don't care what Rodon does. First of all, let's start with some bullet points, okay? Aaron Boone is a putz, all right? He takes out Max Fried. Why? What was Max Fried in trouble? Was there anybody on base? Okay, here's the point, Aaron Boone. Relievers are used for situations. The situation there was you have a guy who's making, what, $30 million a year versus a guy who's, a guy who's a journeyman reliever. Who do you trust, Keith? First point, that's dumb. The lineup's dumb. What are you going to do? What do you think the Yankees are going to do? Let's say Paul O'Neill, for somebody, fourth outfielder. For Kane Spencer in the World Series, why do we do that? You put your lineup, you go with the guys that hurt it a million times. You go with the guys. Other bullet points. Why is Alex Bregman being pitched to with first base open? That's dumb. Why in the world would you even have the thought of pitching to him? Again, why in the world is Cabrera playing, okay? Why is the Jazz playing? Because you're wasting Cabrera. You know why you're wasting Caballero? Sorry. You're wasting Caballero. You know why? Because Caballero could have come out the bench. Why isn't anybody on third base besides Paul Goldschmidt in the ninth inning, okay? I don't understand why he can't score a run. That makes no sense. There's so many things in this game. Aaron Boone is a complete imbecile. I'm sorry. There's never going to be a time. Keith, we've been talking about this all year long. I'm sorry to say. I know he's a nice guy, but he's not a smart manager. And you know that as soon as Freed comes out of the game, the core's bringing on the left-handers, and they're going to make contact. And there's no reason. It's so dumb. It's like having Tom Brady, okay, it's like Dak Prescott. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan, so we'll separate with the Dallas Cowboy fan. It's like having Dak on the field, and it's like third down, all of a sudden, you know, the coach goes, you know what, sit Dak down. We'll bring up the backup quarterback and see if we can get a touchdown.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. I'll let you vent. I'm no Dallas Cowboys fan. We're taking it too far now. 888-808-1019. Yeah, man. I mean, with Paul Goldschmidt not being able to get home, not being able to challenge, it's like we're just letting it happen. With Caballero starting at third base, I get it. Ryan McMahon isn't much of a bat. He's a good fielder. I wanted Cabby in the game. You know, he didn't really have his, you know, usual performance. For me, it's Ahmed Rosario over Jazz. And I know Ahmed Rosario had good numbers against Crochet. Not tonight. He was 0-for-3 tonight in ground balls. Like I said, it's a good idea until it goes into action. And Alex Cora, you think they didn't have all that intel too? They knew what the Yankees were doing. And Alex Cora's plan was, I'm leaving Crochet in. And then you're going to leave your better hitters on the bench. I'm going to prove a point tonight. This is my horse. This is my ace. This is my game one starter. I'm going to push him. Yep. And you're going to give him a six pitch, sixth inning. That's going to help him out because that's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball, but that's baseball, Susan. That's just how the ball is going to bounce. And this is just going to fall into our laps. And you know, you're going to take your starter out and you're going to go to Luke Weaver and the fans are going to hear the whole Darth Vader thing, and we're just going to, our guy's going to have time to rest and chill. And yeah, it hindsight is 20/20. Some things could have been done differently, but like these are their plans. I would love to, and they'll never give us the inside look. I would love to have like a Hard Knocks or a behind the scenes, maybe it'd be a great show for the Yes Network to do Yankees analytics show and show us how they go about, you know, looking at these matchups and coming up with these lineups and these things, and then when they don't go wrong, what do they do with that data? Or when they don't go right and they go wrong, what do they do with that data? Does that change the next thing that you do? Or is it just like, I don't know, that was expected as well? I think this game is two things. Garrett Crochet is a dominant pitcher. He has dominated the Yankees all year. They scored one run against him off of Anthony Volpe. So whatever you did with your starter, leaving them in, taking them out, bullpen. One run's not beating anybody. It's a 2-1 game. They even gave us the tease at the end. I literally left when Bregman tacked on. And yeah, they're going to pitch to Bregman. They forgot about Bregman in Astros uniform. Maybe they got the scouting report that Bregman was a little under the weather. I told y'all that didn't matter. I was on the other night. I'm like, they're just trying to throw you off. Bregman is going to be Bregman regardless. You know, he doubles, and he's doing some dance at second base. I could tell Jazz was irritated as they go up 3-1. I'm like, I'm out of there. Like, I can't get trapped here. But then, yep, Paul Goldschmidt singles, Aaron Judge singles, Cody Bellinger singles, and they get the place rocking one last time just to lift you up and boom, drop you on your head. Against who else? Mr. Smiley himself, Mr. Sweaty, Aroldis Chapman. And then they're smug about it. Ah, we had no doubt. You know, Alex Cora's talking about, yeah, you know, you leave your starter in. We work all regular season on this, building our starter up so that when we get to the postseason, we can push them. Like they're directly taking shots. Gary's in Waterbury on the fan. What's up, Gary?
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Gary, you fell asleep? Come on, Gary, we got to move the line along. Let's go to Granny in Selden on the Fan. Hello, Granny.
60 homers on the bench. 60 homers on the bench.
I think I said that. 26 homers from, Ben Rice, 31 from Jazz. Don't need it.
Keith, I'll buy Caballero playing. I could buy that. But Rosario played, what, 10 games for us?
He barely played. He just got here. He was glued to the bench.
It's insane. And Brian Bailey, 2.3 ERA.
Yeah, so, pitches well against the Yankees, too. It's not a guarantee that he doesn't shove against us.
Here's another thing. I was ready to lit Boone up, but until I heard Richard and Manhattan's call, the analytic department, I'm shocked. They have every stat in the world. I'm completely shocked that they did not have a religious calendar in the dugout.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that at all.
No, but seriously. They constantly cannot hit when it's important. And last year was a flyer because Soto, whatever. That's been there, done that. They can't hit when it counts.
Yep,
plain
seen
and
it.
Simple.
Same old song. Seen this episode before. 13 strikeouts, not one walk.
Who's the manager next year? And then I'll hang up and listen.
Ooh, Aaron Boone. He signed an extension. Thanks for the call, Granny. You guys know this? They're going to say, you know what they're going to say? Aaron Boone won the same amount of games as last year when they went to the World Series. Aaron Boone, rallied the troops at the end, even though they had a soft schedule. Look, they were the best team in baseball in September. They had the best record in baseball in September. Like, the Boone swoon and July you cry, all that, they got through it. They made the postseason. They didn't have Gerrit Cole. They didn't have Stanton for 70 games. They didn't have Heal. They lost Clark Schmidt. They overcame it. Judge hit the 15-day IL, 10-day IL, whatever. He couldn't throw for a while. They had to they figured it out. They made trades. Boone is safe. But I think it's damning. I said that. You get knocked out for a third time by Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox, that's a stain. It's a huge stain. And I know people say the rivalry doesn't have any juice. It still does for me. I know that before that game was starting, people were chanting, Boston sucks, outside. I know all game people were chanting, Boston sucks, until that lead changed to 2-1. And it was like, yeah, they're better than us.
Well, not only they're better than you, the manager is better than your manager.
Every time. It's no contest.
Whether it was, again, Cora boxing Boone into a corner, throwing crochet, and then right to Chapman. Not even keeping those left-handed hitters on the bench. Jazz and Ben Rice right on the bench. So totally boxed him into a corner.
Yeah, like your plan. I saw your plan. I watched Yankees postseason pregame show. And we like the plan. Let's see how it works. Yep. You're going to make one call to the bullpen. It's going to be straight to Chappie. Garrett Crochet to Alex Cora before his start. Garrett Crochet also told the team to wear suits, right? This is strictly business. We're going to New York. Alex Cora told you last time he was here, we're comfortable here. We like playing in New York. We like this atmosphere. We like shutting up these Yankee fans. You can block them out, and I appreciate that, not letting them buy tickets in Massachusetts. But some of them were in there. They found a way. So you need to find a way. Even up the series. You need to find a way. Force a rubber match. You need to find a way. Don't get swept at home. Don't make this the third time that Alex Cora beats Aaron Boone and ends his season. Let's go to Sea Caucus and talk to Jack next. Jack, you there?
Hey, Keith. How's it going tonight?
It could be going a lot better. I didn't think they were going to win 1-0. I knew that the whole time one wasn't enough, but here we are.
I agree. I think one run wasn't enough, and really thought there'd be a little bit of a push at the end there. But nonetheless, I think all of the callers kind of hit the mark with disagreeing on Caballero and Rosario starting in the lineup. I think that Rice and Chisholm just really earned their opportunity to hit in the playoffs. And at the end of the day, I just don't understand why you just don't give Freed a little bit more of a runway there, or at least kind of check in on him at the mound.
Because you are married to analytics. You are married to numbers. You have a plan in place, and that overrides any feel. That overrides any thought about what is going on. There is a hard number on these pitchers at 100. Don't want to push them too much further.
One thing I really want to ask, and I really, like, honestly, it's pretty straightforward. Like, the Red Sox tried to keep Crochet in there as long as he could, but
he was throwing 99 in the seventh inning. Like, he still had good stuff late, and the Yankees weren't doing anything. They weren't working walks. They weren't working counts. They were folding. If they fouled off pitches, that we were in there like, ooh, Judge fouled some pitches off.
Well, 100%. But at the end of the day, then, why announce that you're going to go with a lineup that's created with Rosario and Caballero the day before and leak that? Why don't you just then go with that like at the end of the day? Like, I don't understand why that's a day before you go into the game, because you can go in there with the fear that maybe you have a little bit more of the bang in the lineup rather than trying to scratch runs across.
Sometimes you can try to be too smart and make yourself look dumb. I don't know. I really don't know. I thought that, like, they put that out there. It's got nothing to do with chess. But, you know, Friday when they faced Trevor Rogers, you know, they went with, like, Austin Slater in the lineup, Rosario in the lineup, and Chisholm actually played, and not Caballero. But, like, you know, this is not Trevor Rogers. This is not the Orioles. you know, worked Friday. Let me see. I think, was that the lineup on Friday? Let's see. When they won Friday, 8-4, they had Austin Slater in the lineup, Rosario in the lineup at third base. No, yeah, and Caballero did play at second base, and Jazz had the pinch hit. So I think they just are going. That's why I said they managed this game like it was a regular season game. They managed this game like this game was in June against anybody.
I agree with 100%. But
unlike Freed has 10 more starts to make.
Yeah, but I just think also for most of the regular season, you saw Grisham leading off, and then I understand that Goldschmidt had a game leadoff single, but I just think at the end of the day, Grisham was our leadoff hitter, and it just was a shake in the lineup that you just didn't need to lay into, and I just think at the end of the day, the Yankees outplayed themselves.
I didn't mind that. Thanks for the call, Jack. I didn't mind that, watching Grisham's at-bats and watching Grisham go 0-for-4. At least Goldie had two knocks at the top. Goldie started off the game with a hit. Like, I knew. I'm like, if they could have had a different game. You got to them early. You got a couple knocks. And then a belly strikeout, and then Stanton ground out. That was it right there. I'm like, this is going to loom large. And the same thing in the ninth. But nobody's surprised. Nobody's surprised. They were hot against these ass teams at the end, the soft schedule. But when they play a team that is in their weight class or even a little better, they can't string together hits. You know, they can't cash in. They can't find ways to manufacture runs. They're swinging for the fences. The only one that hit the long ball was Anthony Volpe. So we'll break it down right here. Let's take a break. We'll do the big shot of the night. And I don't like to award it to anyone losing, but whatever. you know, the Yankees lost, and I'm not going to award the Boston Red Sox anything. The first win of this series, the Yankees got to bounce back. They got to force a game three, and if that happens, then we get to laugh at the Red Sox and all the Yankee haters, but it's a tall task. It's a lot to ask. I mean, I know it seems far-fetched, but it's still on the table. Stay with us. We'll get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Anthony Volpe, hashtag H11M. Him. I believe in him. You know, I'm happy for him. He came to play. Obviously, he took Crochet deep to rock the place, Oppo Taco, to make Yankee fans believe, okay, this is going to be different. I mean, if Volpe is homering off him, we got to get to him. Should have got to him in the first inning. It is what it is. He had another knock late off of Crochet, and then he got on the base paths dancing. And, you know, he got Chapman to disengage, the disengagement violation. He goes to second base. Volpe was on his job. No problems fielding the ball, no problems throwing the ball. Volpe was ready to go. Volpe knows how much it means. I don't know. I hope that the rest of them are ready to go tomorrow. Let's get back to the phones. I was going to switch and talk about the Jets. You guys want to talk about the Jets instead? I'm just kidding. We can't do that. The Jets did mush us, though. The Jets with that tweet. October baseball. Let's get it, Yankees. Why'd y'all have to do that? Had Max Fried, Judge, Stanton on it. What a mush. Why would the Jets decide to tweet about the New York Yankees? Aren't the Jets fans, Mets fans, the Yankee fans, John? It's New York. It is what it is. Let's get back to the New Yorkers and people outside of New York calling the fan, listening to the fan tonight. I know there's a bunch of y'all listening, drinking these Yankee tears. Don't get too full on them, though. Don't drink too much of them. We do have another game tomorrow. And Aaron Boone says he expects the Yankees to show up and play well tomorrow. And if they do, they force a game three. And it's Cam Schlittler versus Connelly Early. And I think Cam Schlittler meets his destiny. And we might be in for a barn burner. And if this thing gets flipped, I am bookmarking right now. Because I like to do that, right? A lot of the Met fans they're prematurely attacking me because I trolled them on their exit, which they don't realize. Like, the Met season collapses forever. If the Yankees lose this series, it is what it is. Like I already said, we've lost in the wild card before. This would be the first time we've lost in the three-game wild card. Still got to the dance. But the Yankees aren't eliminated yet. So let's see what happens. Let's keep talking to you about what you saw tonight, what you hope to see tomorrow, and let's keep passing this time as we just kind of stay up and think about what we just saw and hope for better in game two. Gary and Waterbury, let's try you again.
Mr. the Cavalier.
Here.
I smash teeth after your beef. No relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Ah, yo, and Cashman and Boone, if we lose this series, Cashman and Boone have to be gone. Period. Stop.
No.
Period. Stop. This is the last
never
stand.
Happening.
It should be. I'm not saying it should be. It's a definition of insanity. How many years are we going to do this in a row?
I'm not going to hold you. It is just a
how many years?
Same song, another episode. I swear it's deja vu. I've had this dream before.
Keith, I've talked to you this for 10 years. Yo, and I do blame the offense, though. I blame the offense. If you can't score three runs at home, you
can't score two.
Give me three runs at home.
Solo shots not beating anybody. Crochet knew he was going to mow him down, and like they didn't even work a walk. What?
No. Yeah, three.
And
hits.
That goes on the umpire
three
too.
Hits.
That's on the umpire
on.
Too, man. Because like I know he gave us a makeup call late, but like the umpires,
you got to score three runs at home.
They can't
at least three runs. Don't act like it's the bullpen's fault, even though. But you got to get three to at least tie it at home. I do blame it on the offense.
Thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate you, bro. We know. Blame it on the lineup. Blame it on Ben Rice not getting in the game. Jazz getting into the game late. Guys swinging out of their shoes. Leaving runners on base. You know, there were some singles to get on. There was just no singles to drive anyone in. Squeezing that bat tight. We've seen it. We've seen it before. Over and over and over again in the postseason. And that's why I think I'm calm and I'm chill and reserved because it's like, I'm not surprised, right? That game, I'm not surprised. Like, I watched them lose to the Red Sox with Max Fried on the mound, 1-0, a few weeks ago in that same building. So maybe they wake up against Brian.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Bayo tomorrow, but also, like, he could shove against them, too. I don't know what to tell y'all. In the UPS truck, David, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how are you tonight, Keith?
I'm good.
Yeah, just a couple statements, and I wanted a rule question for you for at the end of the game there. Like, of course, everybody's touched on it. I mean, I'm a big sports fan. You know, you got to roll with your dogs that got you there. You had too much power on there. You guys had four. You know, they had four hits. You know, you couldn't have done that with Jazz and some of your bigger guys.
Yeah,
you know, off the bench. So it's like I'll take my chance with the guys like another caller said, 60 home runs. They run into one, you might get one. And then my brother-in-law, huge Red Sox fan, he texted me as soon as Fried came out of the game, and he was like, that's what we needed. So it was like they were just preying on whichever starter came out first.
He was rolling.
Felt like, yeah. It was crazy to see him come out, you know, when he was, he didn't even look like he got in much trouble. He got in less trouble than Crochet did.
It's backwards baseball. It's a rush to get to the bullpen. You should be trying to leave him out there until damn near the bases are loaded. But I don't know.
Yeah. And then it worked out in the Yankees' favor. But I still don't understand the rule. My dad was a Division I pitching coach. And so awesome play by Volpe jumping around over there. But, like, should the rules change in the playoffs to where it's, like, old school baseball? Like, I still hate all the new rules to where it's, like, why? Like, I should be able to throw over as much as I want.
Nah. And, like, let's move this along here. Let's get this going.
I was in there.
You can hear the crowd. People want to see, hey, pitch to us. We're trying to get this going. We're trying to score some runs. Let's go.
So after he throws over twice, is he allowed to step off? Or, like, I'm unsure on the rule. That's why I wanted to ask you. I didn't know if you knew all the, like, you know what I mean? Like, if he steps off, can he not throw over? Because after he throws over twice, Volpe can just pretty much go on the release then, right?
So the disengagement rule is one of the big changes in MLB. It mainly affects pitchers when they try to control the running game. Pitchers are allowed only two disengagement per plate appearance with a runner on base. A disengagement when the pitcher steps off the rubber to reset, check a runner, or attempt a pickoff. The second allowed disengagements can be step-offs or pickoff throws. The penalty, the pitcher is, it's just two. It's like Chapman went over there twice, and it's like a stall tactic, right? It's like, you're doing that because you're not ready to throw a pitch. Chapman was stalling the whole time. He came out, he had the pitch calm, he's sweaty, and like, I thought they were going to get to him. I was just sure that it was going to happen because I'm like, I've seen Chapman fold. I'm like, Chapman, be a pal. You owe us. You folded against the Tampa Bay Rays. You folded against the Astros. Now,
Houston,
fold now. Let us score. Let us score three runs now. Thanks for the call, David. Yeah, you just can't go over there as a way to stall. You can't just go over there as a way to just be like, you know, a third time, like, I'm not ready to throw a strike, or I don't know what pitch to throw. But shout out to Chapman. Shout out to Alex Cora, too. Alex Cora, you know, this guy, I mean, I guess he played cool at the end of the game. Like, yeah, never a doubt. Never a doubt in Chappie. You know, he goes to Chapman for a four-out save. We have some audio from Alex Cora. Do we have Alex Cora on Crochet, on Chapman? I think it's important for you guys to hear how Alex Cora talks in Yankee Stadium after the game about his approach, his plans, his mentality with his guys. So, Paul, tell us what we have.
First thing on Crochet being fresh throughout the whole regular season.
There's going to be starts during the regular season that we have to take care of guys for this, you know. 85 pitches against the Mets, skipping a start here and there, the All-Star break, doing all that stuff is for this to happen, you know, and you have to make sure you stay with the process. That's the most important thing. So for how great he was tonight, I tip my hat to the medical staff.
Yeah, he had to specifically mention the Mets, 85 pitches against the Mets. I don't know who would have pulled that. Crochet only threw 85 pitches against the Mets. I think that's intentional. He's in New York here. Like, hey, we didn't let our guy go deeper into games during the regular season, so that when we get here, we can leave him on the mound to dominate Joras.
And one more here on what Crochet told Cora before the game.
We were joking around that for some reason our front office was in the bullpen checking something over there, and he was in the dugout with me, and I told him we should call the bullpen, and he's like, tomorrow you're going to make one call to the bullpen. I say, maybe two. He's like, no, one. He's going to be straight to Chappie. I'm like, okay, I'll take that.
You want to talk about a plan? You want to talk about lanes? You want to talk about a script? Their plan, lane, script was starter is going to hand the ball to our closer. The end. Chief is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Chief.
How are you tonight, Keith? How you doing?
I'm okay, but like that's just because I'm not shocked. I you know, that loss was like a loss that I felt like I saw coming.
Oh, yeah. I felt that. Every game that, you know, we're going up against another ace where we have a one-run lead, be it 1-0, 2-1, I know, I've seen this script too many times this season. We take our ace out, we take our pitcher out, and ultimately somehow they scrap across, you know, a couple of runs. I'm not even upset about that. What I'm upset about is, I don't like the fact that, the offense can't do anything. You got to get against, when you're going up against Crochet, you got to score against him early. And I'm saying, you know, Luke Weaver didn't do his job. You know, so those are things that we can't control. But one of the things that could be controlled are the decisions that Aaron Boone makes. I've said this for years. I don't want to be that guy piling on. But that's really the only part of the game that we could control. I mean, not that we could control, that Aaron Boone could control. The guy's going out there, he can't do anything about that. They have to go out there and play the game. But I'm telling you, he's got to be the godfather of some of those guys in that bullpen. He's like, he's itching to get to the bullpen. He's just itching. I mean, look at Freed. I mean, the guy's untouchable.
And it doesn't make any sense because the bullpen has been blowing games all year. Why do you have this propensity to get to these guys that lead you to losing? Thanks for the call, Chief. We got to break it down, man. It's just frustrating because it doesn't make any sense. You want to take the ball out of the hand of the guy that is dominating, rolling, pitching a shutout. This guy had a gem. And see, now I'm getting mad because it is stupid. This guy had a gem going. Oh, just go get one more batter. Why? What if he can get 1 and 2 and 3? He said he had more to give. You want to go to Luke Weaver, who's been shaky against all top competition. Luke Weaver's been shaky. So you're like, you're in a rush to light the damn game on fire? Doesn't make sense. Make it make sense. 888-808-1019. Let's break it down and we'll come right back. And you know, there was so much talk too about like, how do the Yankees line up their pitchers? And I know every single time I got on air, I'm like, it's Fried, Rodon. And I thought they were going to go Luis Gil. I'm fine with Cam Schlittler. Win the next game. You're facing elimination. Your season's on the line. You're frustrated how this game went tonight. Then win the next one. And then game three, it's a rubber match that it could go any way. And you could advance and take that momentum. That is still very much on the table. The Red Sox got this first one, but did they smoke the Yankees tonight? No. And that's why a lot of you are mad. And that's why most of these calls say boom, 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 boom. Because Boone makes the lineup. Boone makes the decision to take out the starter. Boone makes the decision on who's coming out of the bullpen. So you're putting this loss on Aaron Boone and not the players. It's on the players too, though. One run's not going to do it. 13 strikeouts not going to do it. So much talk as well about what Aaron Judge was going to do. I even saw somebody write, oh, why did Judge drive that single in the ninth inning instead of hitting the ball out of the ballpark? I'm like, I don't know, man. Clearly you don't watch baseball or understand baseball. He got a hit. He did his job. He got on base. He didn't make an out. He passed a baton. He shouldn't be swinging for the fences there. It's not his job to, at that moment, tie the game. But shout out to Judge. Judge gave his kudos to Garrett Crochet after the game because he's been struck out by him, I don't know, 15 times, at least 10. That last at bat, man, that last, I don't know what inning it was, seventh inning, eighth inning, when Caballero flew out, Goldie flew out, and it's like, come on, Judge. They're hitting him. At least they're getting bat to ball, Judge. Judge was on everything he was throwing. Not enough. Not enough. Yeah, the captain giving respect to Garrett Crochet. I think it's Tarek Skubal, but I also, it's very close between him and Crochet.
He's the best pitcher in the game. You know, he's going to work all his pitches. You know, worked a little bit more off-speed in there early on. But, you know, we got the Volpe homer, but couldn't really. And we got guys on there do much after that.
That's baseball, Susan. We got the Volpe homer. Out of all these guys, right? Volpe hits his 20th homer of the season tonight. Out of all these guys that you left on the bench, you know, you left a 26-homer, 31-homer guy on the bench. You got Belly. You got Trent Grisham. You got Judge and, oh, Stanton, baby. Stan, you're supposed to be the guy. You're supposed to be the guy that kills the Red Sox. You're supposed to be postseason proof. Postseason proven. We needed you tonight, boss. We needed you tonight, big dog, big G. The stadium was rocking when you came up, and it wasn't there. I expect it to be there tomorrow. We are now minutes away from tomorrow. There's still 2 hours to go. If you want to talk to these crazies in the chat, and I say that with love. I love y'all. I already wrote that in the chat. Like, I love y'all. You guys are going in tonight. Join the YouTube chat, WFAN YouTube. We're approaching 85,000 subscribers, so subscribe. And if you want to get on the fan, I got to run through these calls. I won't leave you hanging. We've got a full rack of calls. Let's see. Joe, Jay, Zig, Nick, Anthony, Bruce, we're coming your way next. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. BRB.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.